You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is March 7th, 2024, and this is episode 9. Thanks for checking in with me. If you haven't done so, please hit like and subscribe, and then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeItsMe to check out the YouTube channel that's updated every Wednesday and Saturday. Then head on over to check out the upcoming book website, www.cdsthebook.com, and make sure that you follow me on all the different social medias. So, how the hell are y'all doing? It has been a very long week, and I am so thankful that it is already Thursday. All I really want to do is just sleep right now. I've been dealing with some low-grade depression and just feelings of inadequacy, feelings of like not being enough, feeling like I am just not enough, I guess. been dealing with a lot of the depression, like trying to keep me from making any real leeway with my book, getting some serious like negative feedback from people that are supposed to be supporting me, and it's more like jealousy versus actual like negative feedback about the book. Like, this person doesn't want to see me succeed, because everyone else who has laid hands on it and looked at it and everything else has told me how much that they like the premise of it, how much they think that it's going to be amazing or whatever. I did have one psychologist that I talked to yesterday suggests that I change the title of the book, that it may be off-putting for women or whatever, but when I describe to her the premise and the reason that I named the book Carpe Diem Scroto, she was like, you know what, I see what you've done there, and you know, it in today's climate, it just may work. She's all, now had this been 10, 15 years ago, you know, I would have really cautioned you against it. But, you know, you are not saying this from a masculine male toxicity standpoint of like grabbing your day by the balls. You're saying it as like, you know, grab your day by the balls and make it submit to your will. And she said, you know, looking at it in that lens, I like it. I'm like, well, that's what I was going for. I wasn't going for, like, this is just for men only or whatever. This, it was like, you know, from a standpoint of dealing with depression, dealing with being bipolar and suicidal and all that other stuff, and just doing the best you can with what you have available to you. It's like, you know, what is the one thing that they teach you in self-defense class if a male is attacking you? Go for the testicles. So if you're holding something by the balls, you can lead the direction and you are the one in control and power. So, you know, that's something that people have asked me, like, why Carpe Diem Scroto? Like, Carpe Diem would have been good enough, but like, that's too generic. Everyone says, oh yeah, go seize the day or whatever else. But, you know, if you have the visualization of literally grabbing your day by the balls and telling it, no, you're not going to have the better of me. I'm going to be the better. You're going to submit to my will, not the other way around. I think gives a stronger and more coherent message of empowerment. So, anyways, yeah, I'm just feeling really kind of frustrated, and I know that, like, this deadline is like the sword of Damocles hanging over my head. Like, as the days tick by, and my editor hasn't returned the manuscript to me so that I can make the edits, my illustrator hasn't, to the best of my knowledge, hasn't started doing any of the illustrations yet. It's like, come on, people. Like, I need to get this done more sooner than later. And I am in the process of, like, meeting up with PR people. Like, I have a PR appointment on the 19th of this month to talk about more stratagems for the book and for just getting things up and rolling. And I really need this to, like, take off and people to, like, get the lead out of their ass. But, you know, I can't take my frustrations and make it, like, something that everyone else has to adhere to, because I know that I want this to be done professionally, and I want to be able to put out the best version of this that I possibly can. So I've got to quit white knuckling it, trust the process, let go and let God, or whatever metaphor you need to throw at this, and just, like, go on from there and continue promoting and doing the back end legwork. So outside of all of that, I have been just working on my website for the book. I have been working on updating all the different social medias and stuff, and just trying to focus my energies on other things. And yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Also, in other, like, news, I don't know if any of you are on the Affordable Connectivity Program, but if you are and you haven't heard already, April 2024 is supposed to be the very last month that the ACP is going to be providing free or low income or low cost internet to low income households. So you need to get a hold of your internet providers and talk about what the next step is with them, and make sure that you are going to be covered, or that, like, come the end of April, that you no longer have services with them. A lot of companies, from what I understand, are going to be working with those persons who have received the ACP accreditation. We are still keeping our fingers crossed and hoping that Congress will inject another, like, amount of money into the resource to fund it. But as it stands right now, it kind of looks like ACP is going to be winding down. You should be receiving a letter from your ISP provider, your internet service provider, letting you know the steps. But in case you have not yet done that, call your internet provider and talk to billing. Let them know what's going on, and move forward with that. I am hoping and praying, like I said, that this program gets funded, because it's going to take away internet access for millions of Americans who are low income or fixed income. And at this point, it really needs to be deemed a universal service, like a human rights type of a service, because you have the elderly, you have kids who are product of low income housing, you have families that are depending on the internet, because everything you do nowadays, it's like, oh, go visit our website, you know, or go do this or go do that and go online for this or that. And so on the broad spectrum of things, you are losing access to medical health abilities in the form of telehealth. Because think of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of senior citizens that do not drive and that are still living somewhat independently. They're at least able to get on and talk with their doctor via telehealth. You have grandparents who have the ability to FaceTime or get on Facebook Instant Messenger or whatever, or Zoom, and see and talk to their family and friends. You have children who's like doing schooling online or just need online access for homework or just for their daily interactions with other peers. So, you know, it's not just the quote unquote welfare queen or the people who don't want to get a job type situation, because most jobs, like if you go to Walmart or whatever, they make you go online to fill out job applications. Well, if you don't have access to internet, how do you go online? Yes, libraries do allow you computer access, but you have to have a library card. And if you had a library card in the past and you owe money, then you can't utilize the library. So, you know, there's a lot of different facets to the ACP that need to be considered and need to be addressed and given access to all persons. So, enough of me harping on the APC, because I could be talking about that and other low-income programs for like 17 different podcast episodes, but I'm not going to be doing all of that. Outside of dealing with like that, the book, my mental health or whatever else, I have just been vegging out on TV programs and feel good programs. I've gotten reacquainted with Pluto TV. If you don't know what Pluto TV is, it is a free TV service that you can download to your laptop, your cell phone, tablet, like basically whatever device is connectable to the internet. Roku, Apple TV, smart TVs can even get it, or whatever else. And it's a really great service. It plays a lot of different movies and TV shows and stuff like that, and it's broken down into categories. So like if you want to just watch comedy or whatever, you select comedy and it brings up all the channels that have different comedies playing on it or whatever else. And so I've just been watching a lot of rerun old school 90s comedy, like Married with Children. That's one that I've been binge watching. And I've also been watching Mama's Family. I know it's not the 80s, or it's not the 90s, it's the 80s, but been watching a lot of Mama's Family and stuff like that, and just like really having a good time reliving those episodes that I watched as a kid, and the familiar storylines, the familiar characters, and so on and so forth. And the other day I decided, oh, I'm just gonna watch Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark or whatever it was. And never seen the movie. The only Indiana Jones movies that I've seen was Temple of Doom and The Crystal Skull, I think. But, you know, they had those on there. And then they had a couple of movies on the Sci-Fi Channel that I wanted to watch but didn't get around to doing so. But, you know, there again, you can't have your streaming services without having internet. So, you know, kind of all ties back together. Anyways, and I need to ask you guys a question. So, I know a lot of people are, like, very strong in their opinions and their ideas, especially when it comes to toxic persons. And I've even talked about it in my book. I've talked about it on my blog, on my YouTube channel. I talk about it all the time that, you know, you need to cut the toxic people from your life. But in this instance, I'm not following my own advice in cutting the person directly from my life because it's a family member. Now, you all know that I have a pseudo working relationship with my biological mother, that she is in her 70s and still using methamphetamines and has just been a very toxic person in my life. Recently, she has asked for my home address, and prior to that, she has voiced interest in wanting to come and visit me and my sister and my niece. And me, my sister, and my niece, we all live within 30 minutes of each other. And she's the type of person that, like, will just come in uninvited and show up and just start causing all kinds of problems with our neighbors, with our friends, within the community, dragging our names through the mud, all this other stuff. Like, the last time we had her living with us, she was only there, like, maybe a month. And in that month time period, she went to neighbors and people that we didn't even know, just kind of knew as neighbors because we were living in a trailer park at the time, and was telling them all of our business, making up all of these bullshit rumors and these lies, and going around like, well, I'm like a mushroom. I'm fed shit and kept in the dark, so I don't know what the fuck they're doing, because the neighbors that needed to know knew that we were moving to Washington. And we told her that she could come and stay with us until we left for Washington, but that it wasn't a long-term thing and that we were not going to be bringing her with us. That if we are, once we got to Washington and we got settled, that we would send for her. And so, you know, it finally was like, okay, cool, that's what we're going to do. Well, it turned out that we were going to send for her, and she told us that she was leaving her boyfriend, who was really abusive and doing drugs and stuff with her, and that he beat her and all this other stuff. And so she was supposed to be getting a ride up to the Seattle area with a friend who was coming up to see his daughter. I said, okay, well, cool, fine, awesome, whatever. So she calls us up and starts talking to me, like, trying to figure out where we're at, and thankfully, she was like 3.5 hours from where we lived, because in the background, I heard her boyfriend. As a, what the fuck are you doing? You were supposed to have left him. You were given the opportunity and the permission to come without him. We told you to only pack a bag and bring only you. Not him, not all of your shit, not your animals, nothing else. We told you we could not have animals at our place that we already had, like, our two cats, and that was all that we were allowed to have based on our landlord-tenant agreement. And you were going to show up with all of your shit plus your quote-unquote abusive boyfriend? No, absolutely not. Well, we're stuck on the side of the road, so we need you to help us. I'm like, no, there's no we. There's no help for you. You broke our trust. What did you think was going to happen when you knocked on our door and you had everyone in tow with you? Like, no, that's not what's going to happen. So turn around and go back to California. You do not have a place here. And then I hung up on her, and then she called back and left this nasty, horrible voicemail. And I saved it so that my sister could hear when she got home from work. And it was so nasty, horrible, and vile that I made sure that my niece was in the bathroom with the door closed, taking a shower, so that she didn't have to hear it, because she was only like maybe six at the time, six or seven. But, you know, that she hasn't changed over all of these years. Like, when we were living in the house that burnt down in the wildfire, she was the same exact way. She was constantly trying to cause problems. She would take off for 3-4 days at a time to go back and get loaded with her boyfriend and go party and all that other stuff. And we told her then, before the house burnt down, you know, you don't do this. You're not going to live with us and still be in that, like, party tweaker mode. And then she got pissed off at us because we didn't give her any money for the house burning down. She said, well, some of my stuff burnt up too. I'm like, the only shit of yours that burnt up was like 4 or 5 outfits, 3 books, and 17 movies. Here's $100. Now go the fuck away. Our entire livelihood and all of our stuff that we have worked toward burned up. We have to replace all of my stuff, all of my sister's stuff, all of my niece's stuff, plus find a house for us to live in, plus, you know, start rebuilding our lives. So I gotta make the very difficult phone call here in a little while to let her know that I, in fact, will not be giving her my address. That anything that she has for me, she can hold on to until I'm able to come down to Portland and pick it up myself and just leave it at that. And I know it's going to cause a lot of fighting. I know that she's going to be hurt by it. I know that it's just a bunch of unnecessary fucking bullshit and drama, but when you establish a boundary and somebody continuously tap dances on the fucking edge of said boundary, you've got to do what you've got to do to protect yourself and your mental health and your sanity. And, you know, where we live, everybody knows everyone, everyone is related to everyone, and everyone is fucking everyone. So one person saying something negative about one of us to one person will spread like a wildfire, and we don't need to lose our professional reputations. We don't need to lose our reputations. Like, I'm not a professional, but I do have a really good standing with 99% of the places around town. My niece and my sister both have professional standings. They will lose their credibility and stuff like that. And, you know, if she gets into the area, she's just going to show up at my niece's work. She's going to just show up at my sister's work and be loud, crude, disgusting, cussing, whatever else, and we don't need that. So that's just added stress for everything else that's going on, and I really don't want to have to do this, but when it comes to dealing with her, I'm the only one that does deal with her, because my sister just, I can't be bothered with it. So, you know, of course, give the daunting task of consistently having to tell somebody that they can't be part of your life because of the choices that they're making and how horrible they are. You know, let's just put that on the person that suffers with depression and bipolar and all that other stuff. But you know what? Whatever. Chances are she's going to forget all about it in a few weeks anyways. And my sister and I were planning on going down there, but we don't know if we are going to be going down there now until like at least May, probably even June. So, you know, between now and June, she should get the hell over it, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I hope you have a wonderful day, an awesome weekend, and don't be afraid to set boundaries. It's hard, but beneficial. So, yeah, go check out all my social medias. Go check out the book website, www.cdsthebook.com. Follow me on Instagram at hellocupcakeitsme.com. Or I'm sorry, hellocupcakeitsme.com is the blog. But if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's instagram.com/hellocupcakeitsme, all one word. Or if you want to follow along with the book, it's instagram.com/cdsthebook. So until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Got questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.